A 62-ton excavator hammers into a concrete foundation at the former ASARCO site. About all that's left of this once industrial powerhouse are heaps of twisted metal and hill-sized mounds of black slag. For more than 100 years, ASARCO was a major economic engine in the region, second only to the railroad system. The copper and lead smelting plant brought in thousands of jobs, led to the construction of the local university, and attracted investors as significant as the Guggenheim family. What still remains on site is the 828-foot smokestack that rises above the rubble like a colossal cigarette.
You know, the stacks are, I think, an important cultural icon in El Paso, and there's a vigorous debate among El Pasoans as to whether they should stay up or come down.
Roberto Puga is in charge of cleaning up the blighted industrial site. ASARCO filed for bankruptcy 2 years ago and left nearly $2 billion to clean up 80 sites around the country. The two remaining stacks in El Paso were set to come down in 3 months. That is, until a group of about 50 locals asked Puga to halt those plans. He agreed and caused a stir in town. Despite ASARCO's massive economic contributions to the area, more recent generations tend to think of the smelter like the toxic boogeyman.
Who here wants to get the lead out?
In this 2004 protest, a local TV news station captured dozens of angry residents from El Paso and southern New Mexico, accusing ASARCO of poisoning their neighborhoods and sickening their children. Peggy McNeil was a college student at the University of Texas at El Paso when the plant was operating.
And I remember walking to school and, you know, right about the corner of University in Oregon, you'd get the first whiff of the sulfur. And it would stick in your mouth. You would smell it and you would taste it.
The smelter grounds now are mostly contaminated with arsenic, lead, and cadmium. McNeil argues the site won't be fully cleaned unless the giant ASARCO chimney is demolished.
And this, you know, people are behaving like, oh, this is something that we love or we hate. It's not. This is waste product and it should be considered that.
Others in town feel differently. Michael Wyatt is a local attorney who's fought ASARCO for 20 years. Now he's fighting a different fight with the group who wants the smokestacks to stay. Among the group are local and state representatives, businessmen, and some former ASARCO workers.
What we know is that nobody is ever going to build another stack like that on the planet Earth. I mean, they're no longer built. So to tear it down would be to demolish a piece of history that's tells a story about this community.
Americans were not the only ones who suffered from ASARCO's fumes. Consuelo Renteria lives across the border in Ciudad Juarez, less than a mile from the old smelter. She remembers years ago roaming her neighborhood collecting contaminated soil samples in her flip-flops. She marched alongside El Pasoans during ASARCO protests. But now, when asked about the smokestack that towers over her street, this is what she says.
Que no los tumben. Me siento bien de verlos.
Don't tear them down, she says. Leave them up as a reminder of our struggle and of our victory. Those in favor of keeping the smokestacks must privately raise an estimated $14 million to pay for structural evaluation, seismic retrofitting, and insurance. If they fail, the stacks will come down 1 year from now. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.